Vince Lombardi and Paul Hornung made history on the football field and deals on the golf course. In 1962, they met in the Spa City to negotiate the all-purpose backs contract during a round of golf. Lombardi said, "You didn't have that good of a year." Hornung replied, "I won MVP of the league. Doesn't that count for anything?" Together, they won 3 league championships, a Super Bowl, and busts in the Football Hall of Fame. Plan your golf course deals today at hotsprings.org, because the Spa City is Sports City.
Well, we moved to the second quarter. We're scoreless so far. Bob, your thoughts on that first 12 minutes of action?
Well, I thought it was a period of adjustment for both teams. You know, I think we're still in adjustment offensively. We're trying to find something to work, and eventually we will. I thought the biggest adjustment was our defense to their offense. They came out and had some big plays in their first drive. You know, once we got accustomed, you talk about the speed of the game. It's something you can't simulate in practice. And once you get accustomed to the speed of the game, it comes a lot easier to you.
Bombers looking at 2nd and 9 here for their first play of the second quarter. Moving right to left now from their own 34-yard line. Motion to the near side. The handoff is to Junior Williams. Bounces off the first tackler. He's still on his feet. Moving the pile out to the 40. It's going to be a pickup of 6 for Junior Williams.
A little bit of a different look that time out of the eye formation. Deep motion. Looked like it may have been a pitch or something like that. And you hit it up in there quick with Junior. And what that deep motion does, it freezes those linebackers. Makes him hesitate just a count to see where the ball is going.
3rd down and 3 upcoming here for Mountain Home. 11:27 left in the first half. 2 receivers to the right side here for the Bombers. Out of the I formation, motion comes to the near side. Handoff is to the second man through, and about a yard shy is Aaron Holmes. He gets to the 42, needed to get to the 43, so 4th and 1 coming up.
Nice decision right here. Defense playing pretty good. You know, you go ahead and go for it right here and take a chance of giving them a short field.
Yep. 4th and 1 coming up here for the Bombers.
But you need that confidence. If you make it, you need the confidence that, you know, you can, and, you know, you probably do need to be able to make a yard on any given time. Big splits. Look at the splits and see where they line up.
Yep. There's right. Look at the bubble right here to the left side.
Bubbles over the left guard that time. Yep. The linebacker's going to step up and fill. Watch him.
And the handoff was going to go to Williams, yeah, but a timeout taken by Mountain Home. Maddox saw what was happening.
I think he saw the linebacker slipping up.
Yep. You know,
and lots of times the defense knows if you're going to run to the bubble, you know, prior to the snap, they'll slip that linebacker up into the A-gap. And, you know, it's up to your offensive lineman to make an adjustment. Lots of times the lineman won't make an adjustment. Linebacker, lineman will come free.
So the Bombers take the timeout to talk things over, see what they want to do here on 4th and 1 from their own 42-yard line. 10:31 left in this opening half, rather. We are scoreless so far. This will be the most pivotal play of the game to this point.
You know, we talked before the game, and everybody in here thought this would be kind of a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
You know, we all came to the conclusion if it was real high-scoring, it wouldn't be in our favor, we didn't think. You know, a low-scoring game is going to be much more conducive to us.
Exactly. Where's your Bomber shirt tonight, Bob?
Well, you know, we don't have anything but Baby Gap stores here in town.
Well, you can't wait till the day before a game to find a 4X shirt.
Well,
no, 4X has got to be ordered.
Well, you can when you go in your closet and pull the ones out you had, and they look like, you know, Under Armour skin tight shirts on you right there. And you know, the bad thing about that is I don't look like one of those mannequins that wear
that. I know, yeah. That's tough. All right, 4th and 1 here for the Bombers. Here they go, straight ahead, and it's a first down for Isaac McKay. He spins his way out to the 45-yard line.
Boy, Harrison having a tough time defending that right in the gap right there. And you know, you have to do that because you have to play the option. And that defense right there, you have to give up something. They want to take the fullback and the quarterback away from you, so they're going to give that up right there.
10:21 left of the opening half. Mountain Home's 2nd first down of the drive. They keep it going up their own 45-yard line. Already 7 plays on this drive. Handoff is to Williams, trying to bounce it outside. Tripped up.
Well,
He's going to mark him at about the 48. He'll pick up about three on the play.
Junior still is getting in game shape. You know, end of last year, he had those shoulders down, those knees were up high.
Yep.
That brought him down last year. He's got to get in game shape.
Second down to seven coming up here for Mountain Home. Using the receivers to bring the play in. That's Bashir's coming in this time, the junior. He'll split out wide to the right side. Bojay's tight on the left side for Mountain Home. Handoff is kept by McKay on that replay. He's going to make his way out to the 47 of Harrison. It's going to bring up third and two.
Now, you see what the difference right there. You know, we've kind of established Junior in the middle right there. He rolled the fullback more this time, made the linebacker step and take him and then pull the ball and step around. That creates a seam right there, you know, It's kind of hard to explain, but the slower you do it, the better it is.
Yeah.
You can't be real fast on the option. You have to let it develop.
So third and two here for Mountain Home. Working on the far hash with 8:50 left in the scoreless first half. Motion comes to the near side. The ball is handed to Junior Williams. Has a first down inside the 45, down to about the 42-yard line, and the Bombers move the chains again.
Yeah, you know, when you hit Junior up in that A-gap right there, which is right beside the center, and that's on that bubble side, you know, he's going to be a load to take down because he's as big as any defensive tackle out there.
6'1", 255 pounds. So the Bombers had their third first down of the drive. Cade in the line of scrimmage with 5 seconds left on the play clock. Motion to the top side of the field. The ball handed off to Junior Williams.
And that's another four-yard game right there. That's, boy, run, clock, run. And, you know.
They're going to mark his knee down at the 39, so officially a 3-yard gain. So it's second and seven coming up here for the Bombers. 8 minutes left in this first half. We're scoreless so far. This is the kind of drive. You and I have talked about this many times on the air. This is what Brian talked about in his pregame show tonight. This is the kind of drive they need every time.
Yes.
Lots of plays, chew up the clock, and keep the ball away from the opponent.
3 or 4 yards of play is a great play.
Yep.
You know, and chew up the clock and don't make any mistakes.
Harrison has 64 yards of offense.
Nope.
Right now in the first quarter. About home is 28 in the first quarter.
So he tried to bounce that outside right there. You know, follow that blocker right up in that hole right there. You're not going to score. Get you another 2 yards.
Gain of two on the play. So third and five coming up for Mountain Home from the 37 of Harrison with 7:15 left in the first half. Junior was out for that play. He's back in. Riley Peters was in a fullback that time.
It's, you know, two downs to make this.
Have to hurry to the line of scrimmage. Maybe it's some movement. They didn't call it. They hand it off to Junior Williams. He's going. They're going to give him a yard on the spot to the 36, a gain of one. That was a generous spot. So it's fourth and four coming up here from Mountain Home. They got to do a better job of getting to the line because they got to the line with 3 seconds left on the play clock, and they had to hurry and snap it. So fourth and four, and Mountain Home is going to punt the football. At least they've got the punt team on the field.
I kind of agree with this. You know, punt them deep, make them go a long way. Don't give them the short field. Your defense is playing good.
It's McKay to punt. Trying to bounce it down. It's caught at the four by McCormick. He's going to return it. Tripped up. Eludes the first tackle. He's out across the 20 and takes it to about the 23-yard line. Wow, if you're a coach and your player catches the punt at the 4-yard line, I'm ready to start chewing before he ever gets to the sideline.
We got somebody down over there on the far side. I can't see who it is.
He's turned just enough. I can't see either. Whoever it is holding his right leg. It's a Bomber that's down holding his right knee. So an injury on the field will break. 6:06 left in this first half. Mountain Home and Harrison scoreless. You're listening to Bomber Football and Classic Hits 101.7.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Well, the injured bomber is Blake Boget. He is going to walk off the field under his own power, hobbling on that right knee, though.
What's a good sign he can get him walk off? He's going to stiffen up a little bit. You know.
Yep. Starts a tight end. He's also the starting free safety for the Bombers. So Mount Home's going to bring Logan Grimm in. He'll be playing
just...
Dittmanson pitches it left side. This is Husky on the sweep, and he's going to take it to the 29-yard line. Pick up about 5 on the play.
We had that played real well. We let him, the defensive, I couldn't tell who it was. Defensive guy let him get across his face. Another guy hurt out of bounds over there.
Just as the strong safety, Boget's the free safety, and they brought Graham in. Let's see if I can see a number over there. I believe that's Peyton Hughes, who's down on the Harrison sideline now for Mountain Home. It is. It's Peyton. He's already been banged up to start the season, and he's down right now. So another injured Bomber. We'll break 5:49 left in this first half. We're scoreless. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Do you suffer chronic back pain, neck pain, sciatica, neuropathy, or arthritis pain? If so, then interventional pain management can help. Doctors Chapman, Kraft, and Tilley are pain management specialists with over 50 years of combined pain experience. They form North Arkansas's largest, fully comprehensive pain management clinic to help those suffering. New patients are being accepted in the Mountain Home and Harrison locations. Call 508-5900 for more information.
Interventional Pain Management is a department of Baxter Regional Medical Center.
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
Wagemeyer looks like up there.
Second down and about four here for the Goblins. It was Peyton Hughes, as we mentioned, that was injured. They get him off the field. And Goblins are going to have a first down to carry out across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. They'll pick up seven and move the chains.
No, we had a blitz call that time. We got the quarterback just went under control. We got there. He was able to sidestep him. And once again, got a jersey. We just can't bring him down with a jersey.
So Bojay was injured, and now Hughes. Hughes already had an injury to that right knee, and that's the knee that he injured just now in the far sideline. First down for the Goblins. Here's the ball kept by Dittmanson. Hit and dropped. Well played by the Bomber defense. This is going to be a loss of one on the play.
Well, Henderson played that real well from his defensive end spot right there.
He did.
Got good leverage and was able to slip underneath that block and make that tackle.
Well, he gets a pretty good spot back to the line of scrimmage. Officially no gain on the play. Second down and 10 here for the Goblins. 5:03 left in a scoreless first half. Martin in the backfield now as Husky gets a breather. And they're going to throw it. Dittmanson rolling to his right. That's where he had the trips. Fires it. Incomplete off the hands of the receiver. And a hard hit by Brad Liddy just as the ball got there. Incomplete. Brings up third and 10. .449 left in the first half. Goblins third and 10 from their own 37-yard line.
Big defensive stand right here.
This is big, yes. Especially with a couple of those starting defenders on the bench right now with injuries. Dittmanson looking left side where he had the single receiver. Floats it up there, and it is complete. First down, Harrison to the 31-yard line of Mountain Home.
Well, we can't give up big plays like that. The defender was right there. Just needs to get his head turned around and look for the ball.
A 32-yard pass play and a fresh set of downs now for the Goblins. Boy, that's a killer right there. 4:40 left in this first half, and biggest play of the game so far, 32 yards. Here's a handoff to Martin. Martin bounces off two tacklers and finally is going to be stood up at about the 22. Still fighting and makes his way down to the 20-yard line. He's got a first down.
We need to get our head up, quit jumping on the pile, look for the ball carrier. We've got too many guys running back and jumping.
Well, mark him just shy of the 20 at the 21. It was a 10-yard pickup, so it's a first down here for the Goblins. And a timeout is going to be have to be taken by Mountain Home, and that's their final timeout of the first half. 4:27 left in the first half. We're scoreless. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
4:22 left here in this opening half. The Goblins throwing the ball again where they had the single wideout. And I tell you, Reese Winfield made a great tackle just as the ball was being thrown. I mean, he grabbed that receiver, threw him to the ground. I don't know how in the world they didn't throw a flag on that. So the incompletion brings up second down and 10 from the 21 for the Goblins. They're setting up a little screen underneath. Instead, they throw it long to the end zone. It's incomplete.
Hey, that receiver can't do that block downfield. Receiver can't do that. He was blocking downfield. He actually had the defensive back engaged.
Uh-huh. And there is a flag. Let's see what the officials have called. This is near the line of scrimmage. About 5 yards into the secondary.
It was designed to be a a tunnel screen. Uh-huh. They brought the receiver inside. They wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, the offensive lineman downfield. That didn't surprise me at all.
So the ball's at the 21, backs them up to the 26. If you take it or you decline it, make it third down.
I'd decline it.
I think so. Yep. Looks like they will take the penalty. Huh. So backs them up to the 26 then.
5 yard mark off of the third down.
That's the first accepted penalty I've got marked down tonight. First game of the season? Well, that doesn't happen very often.
That doesn't happen very often, no.
4:15 left in the first half. We're scoreless. Harrison now is looking at 2nd and 15 from the 26-yard line. Trips to the right side. Dittmanson wants to pass that way. It's complete at the 20. He completes it to Jones. Jones down to the 15 and...
Well, not a face mask.
There's a late flag that comes in at the end. Yeah, I thought there was a face mask. Two guys close didn't throw the flag, but the guy from the back did.
Unless they saw something that – because it sure looked like a face mask, didn't it?
It sure looked like it. Play goes to about the 15 is where they've got the ball marked. It was about a 11-yard pass play. All the officials are huddled up right now discussing this. 4:02 left in the first half. We're scoreless. One official is going to come over and talk to the Mountain Home coaches. Here's the indication. It's going to be personal foul face mask. Well, Mountain Home fans upset because of where the flag was thrown and when it was thrown, but I think it was the right call.
I think it was the right call. I just don't think anybody was looking or had a good view of it.
First penalty against Mountain Home tonight. So first and goal here for the Goblins. They've got the ball at the 8-yard line. Dittmanson, left side, pass complete. Spinning out of one tackle and taking it inside the 5. Just trying to see what number that was over there. I believe it was 21. Caleb Husky, who's in the ballgame on the offensive side. He'll take it to about the 5, a pickup of 3 on the pass play. I officially put the ball down at the 4, it looks like. So a 4-yard pass play. It's 2nd and goal. And now Harrison takes the timeout. 3:16 left in this first half. We'll break. It's Mountain Home and Harrison scoreless. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
.316 left in this first half. We're scoreless. Harrison knocking at the door. 4 first downs on this drive. They've got the ball at the 4-yard line. It's 2nd and goal from the 4 now for the Goblins. Dittmanson under center. It's been in the shotgun all night. The pitchback comes to Husky. This is the sophomore, Gabe Husky, and he is going to be taken down at about the 4-yard line. No gain on the play. Well played by the Bombers.
Well played that time. Coach is trying to get the defensive backs to move up. You know, that when the ball's on the 4, there's no sense being 5 yards deep in the end zone. They're trying to get them to move up a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage and finally got them.
Two receivers to the left side for the Goblins. Dittmanson out of the shotgun, a running back on each side. He wants to pass, looking towards the end zone. It is tipped, incomplete. It hits the ground finally. I tell you, the receiver, therefore Harrison, McQuistion, had that in his hands momentarily as he was lying on the ground, and it was knocked loose by one of the defenders there, and it came to the ground. Now, Harrison saying they thought they caught it, but I was actually watching that particular play through the binoculars, and it definitely hit the ground.
I didn't know you had the binoculars. There's no way you could have saw that detail without them.
So here we go, fourth down and goal for the Goblins. Can the Bomber defense hold here? Biggest play of the game so far. Can the Bombers keep the Goblins out of the end zone? Dittmanson wants to pass. Looking right side, complete, touchdown Harrison. Touchdown for the Goblins, making the catch that time for Harrison is, let me look it up real quick, Colton Shaver, a sophomore, comes in to make the catch.
It looked like just a little rub play right there. You took receivers running across the middle, and he got kind of slipped into the end zone right there and was wide open.
So the Goblins have scored first here with 2:32 left in the opening half. The extra point attempt is up, and it is good. We'll break. It's Harrison 7, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Do you want to experience college in a small campus atmosphere? SAU Tech can provide you with exactly that. Campus housing, student life, and numerous transfers and career degree options await you. Basketball, choir, cheer, band, and the Tech Scholars Program are all new options waiting for you. Call us today and schedule a tour to find out how you can get the affordable college experience. Call us today, 870-574-4558, or go to www.sautech.edu.
Well, the Goblins have struck first with 2:32 left in this first half. 7-0 Harrison on the 4-yard touchdown pass from Dittmanson to Shaver. Here's the ensuing kickoff, a short kickoff. It's going to be dropped by the Bombers at the 20, and they'll have to fall on it back at about the 17-yard line. I believe that was trying to see who that was back there trying to catch it.
Number three
is Mason Patino. Just got just over his head a little bit, and he tried to go back to catch it.
It was just a perfect kick.
It was.
You know, the deep guys couldn't get to it, and he had to turn around. That's a worst-case scenario when a football player turns and runs, tries to catch a kickoff over his shoulder. But he did a good job of just falling on it.
Yes. Ball's going to be about the 18-yard lines where Mount Home will start this drive. No timeouts left. 2:28 left in the first half, and the Bombers are down by 7. Motion to the far side of the field. McKay will keep it on that read play. He's got some room. He has a first down near the 30-yard line. Nice job on the read by McKay. He's going to pick up about 11 to the 12 yards out to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, they were looking for Junior. Tackled him at the line of scrimmage. Isaac, good job of pulling the ball and getting to the corner.
First down for Mountain Home. Their fourth of the night. McKay will keep it again. And boy, they, being Harrison, were ready for that one. He goes nowhere. In fact, he's driven backwards, and the Bomber coaches wanted a flag. Not going to get it, but he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and no gain on the play. Brings up second down and 10 here for Mountain Home, moving right to left with 1:58 left in the opening half. Boy, the field looks great. The new turf.
It does.
They've got the different shades of green every 5 yards. Looks good. Mitch wouldn't take my suggestion. I wanted him to go every 5 yards blue and gold, kind of like they did down at UCA with the purple.
Yeah, you wanted to make
that. That'd been awesome.
Yeah. giving everybody a headache.
Hand off to Junior. Lights covering a third and about five here for Mountain Home. They're going to mark him at the 36 officially after a six-yard pickup. So third and four for Mountain Home. McKay straight ahead, and he's going to be marked to the 39. Got a pretty good spot. He's a yard short, so it's fourth and one coming up. With 1 minute left in the first half, they've not started the play clock yet.
How many timeouts does Harrison have?
Harrison has two left. I'm surprised they didn't use one here. 45 seconds left in the half. They've still not started the play clock yet. Now they do. So Mountain Home's won't have to snap it till there's about 18 seconds left on the game clock. They've got just about a half yard to go.
You know, they're going to cover up the center. Now they're going to walk the linebacker.
Yep.
Here he comes right there in the gap.
And McKay takes it around end right side. He has a first down. Takes it inside, actually just across the 45 to the 46-yard line, a first down, Mountain Home.
Well, good job by that time, Isaac. Recognized the linebackers coming up in the A-gap. He just took it and went around the corner. Wasn't in inside pursuit because they were caught up inside.
A 7-yard gain out to the 46. And we've got a flag, and this is going to be an illegal snap. Ball was kind of handed up by the center that time to by Ben Henderson. Just kind of handed to McKay, and I don't think he ever snapped it. It sure looked odd.
You don't have to snap it.
You can turn around and hand it to him,
yes,
can't you?
Yes, you can. You just can't.
They're going to wave the flag off, I was going to say. There's 16 seconds left on the clock. Bombers down 7 here in the first half. Looked like they were trying to hurry up so they could spike the ball and stop the clock.
That's what I thought.
It was odd looking for sure. And there's McKay throws the ball down, actually hit a defender in the leg with it, and then it rolled backwards. It cost a couple of seconds instead of throwing it straight down to the ground. So the incompletion will bring up 2nd and 10 here for Mountain Home with 12 seconds left in this first half. Riley Peters will come in from the sideline. They never have started the play clock. Now they do.
You know, they've been in a hurry the whole first half. You're starting that clock quick.
Yes, until now. All right, 2nd down and 10 here for Mountain Home with 12 seconds left. And McKay wants to pass. First pass attempt of the game for Mountain Home. Being run out of the pocket. Running to the right side. Down the right side. It's intercepted with 1 second left. Oh, they're going to rule him out of bounds. The pass was intercepted, but they're going to say that McCormick was out of bounds. So the Bombers will have a chance for one play here with 1 second.
You know, everybody can gripe all they want to, but referee had the best look at that.
Harrison coaches are right next door
right
to us. That's who Bob's talking
Kane.
To.
You know, they didn't have any better view of it than I did.
So third down here for Mountain Home. The ball's at their own 46. 1 second left in the first half. Harrison with a safety about 30 yards deep. They've got the corners about 20 yards deep, about 15 now as they walk up. Ball kept by McKay as the half ends. He's running left side, hit from behind, dropped all the way down to the 41-yard line. A 13-yard pickup and a first down, and the half will come to an end. And it's a 7-0 lead for Harrison at the break. The Goblins will get the ball to start the second half. They won the opening coin toss and deferred, so they'll have it to start the second half. Pretty good half of football, 7-0 our score. It's Harrison with the lead. We'll take a break and have halftime coming up here in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
May Family Motors in Mountain Home invites you to stop by and say hi and check out their late model pre-owned vehicle selection. Do you have a driver about to turn 16? Maybe a student who'll be graduating in the spring? May Family Motors is here to help you with your vehicle needs. Proud supporters of Bomber football, May Family Motors, 1038 Highway 5 South, Mountain Home, 870-701-0988. And make sure to like May Family Motors on Facebook to get updates on all their great deals and specials.
With Arvest Bank, there is no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot. Stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with personal, caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!